It's me again. Hadn't done one of these in a while, been very busy, having to move, forced to move. Long story. Rather not get into it because I'll just get angry and spew it out and all this. I actually like my new apartment. It's a one bedroom because my aunt's at home, and why have a two bedroom when you could have a one bedroom with a bigger bedroom? And it's just, it feels better. I actually slept there yet last night. I took the night off because I had to do some moving today, and then we had a busy day at Walmart. It's all during the reset, and I've not been able to visit my aunt like I'd want to. She's about the same. I'm kind of worried because, she's not being very social. She's not. She started talking about she wants to end dialysis, she wants to come back home. And if she ends dialysis, she's dead within 7 to 10 days. And frankly, I don't want that to happen. And the biggest problem is my sister does not understand that part of the problem is that I'm the only one that seems to give a damn about her. My sister will play around at it, but the reality is she had the chance 3 years ago when my mom died to really help out, and she didn't do it. Instead, I had to bear the brunt of all her care. I couldn't hardly ever count on my sister to help out with my aunt's care. And she barely even visited her. And that's what pisses me off. I've had to go through so much these last 3 years. And it has worn me down, and my sister is about as unsympathetic as you can get. I work two jobs. Basically, if I could get, I probably would consider it two almost full-time jobs. 32 hours here at Reeves, 30 hours some odd a week at Walmart. Take into consideration the fact that I was also taking care of Matt. Take into consideration that there were times I was going on 2 or 3 hours sleep at a time. And, it just pisses me off because she just seems to assume, well, I don't have to sleep. Or, when you nag and nag and nag at somebody, eventually you get to the point where you just stop listening. And the fact is, she is a nagger. 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 And she doesn't realize the corrosive effect it has on people. It had a corrosive effect on my mom. It has a corrosive effect on me. It's had a corrosive effect on my aunt. It will have a corrosive effect on my niece. There is a part of me that hopes when my niece is grown up, she rebels big time against my sister. I hope my niece gets tattoos, gets piercings, drinks when she's 21, smoke, well, not smoke. I don't want her to smoke. Basically does everything that will drive my sister up the freaking wall, because I will laugh my ass off when it happens, because I know it's happening. It's going to happen. Because she has, at times, she is so mean to my niece. I'm all for being strict with kids, but there's being strict and there's being a goddamn fascist. And I don't know. It seems like that my sister, when it comes to other people, she can put on the smile, act all really sweet, but when it comes to her own family, she's a total bitch. But she'll deny it and deny it and deny it. You don't see the ugliness unless you actually know what it looks like. You don't know what it's like when you want simply for her to listen to you when you're desperate. And she will not do that. And that's the pain I've had the last many years. Bye.